For updates, this is the Ag Central Radio Network.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Coming back here, our Wednesday talk around continues here in the Holiday Hut. 26 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Talking with Jeremy in today. Well, I've been talking about this. Looking forward to it. Wilkin County and Traverse County Veterans Services Officer. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in-house. I always look forward to these chats.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
We're talking holidays, and can be kind of a tough time for veterans. Yeah. Tell us about this.
Yeah, and like you said, can be a tough time. Of course, it's always, we think about Christmas. It's always a good time to catch up with family and old friends, and of course there are those that suffer in silence, and so just want to let veterans know, for this area and for all that are listening, that there is help out there if you need it. It's completely confidential, and you don't need to feel like you can truck on without help. So help is out there. So veterans, if you do call 988 and press 1, there's free support for veterans. And then if you don't want to talk, if you'd rather text, there's also a text line. That's 838-255. This is available 24/7. So it is a great service just to help veterans, of course. And the best part, it's confidential. Nobody needs to know about it, but I know there are veterans out there that do suffer with depression or other mental health, and do your best and try to address it the right way, and just know that there is help out there.
Jeremy, do you see, from where you're at, so many veterans suffering in silence, do you see it getting any better? More veterans reaching out? I mean, are the numbers getting a little bit better as far as veterans getting a little more vocal?
Yeah, yes and no. I think, of course, the VA, they're always doing what their best to help veterans. Of course, there are those, though. It's always those hard ones to break through to know that there is help out there, and change is possible. You just got to take the step forward, and so everybody's always trying their best to make sure veterans aren't left behind. But of course, the veteran does need to make that effort to come forward and address their issues. That way they can be taken care of accordingly.
Right. And for veterans just to know there is help there quietly and, like you said, confidentially.
Yeah. Yes.
And let's talk about some basic needs, too. Yeah. You wanted to kind of touch on that, too.
So Minnesota, they do have, under their Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs, that is, they do have the Veteran Relief Grant. Of course, this time of the year, I've gathered and quickly noticed that the need is out there, especially like for home repairs. You don't know what you're trying to balance, bills, Christmas gifts, and then you got a bad furnace or a bad car that needs some repairs, things like that. They do offer assistance. Of course, there are guidelines for MDVA. You have to be you have to have served 180 days on active duty, and you do have to have an honorable or general discharge. This grant does cover up to $10,000. Of course, it's not a lot in these days and times, but it does help, especially if you have a faulty plumbing or anything that can be addressed under that $10,000 mark. That does help, and so that is out there. The only way that you can proceed forward with this, there's no online application that has to be done at a veteran services office. So you can come down to Wilkin County, and then if you live outside of this county, of course, just contact your local VSO, and they'll get you squared away.
Jeremy, make me a promise in 2026 you'll come back and talk to us more, because the more we hear from you, the more people are going to get this message.
Absolutely.
And you'll get more people reaching out. Will you do that?
I will.
All right.
You betcha.
Well, thank you for coming in today. You're a busy guy. I'll let you get back to it, but appreciate you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too, my friend. It's 9:45, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me